She wakes to the sound of breathing. The smaller children lie tangled under coats and wool blankets, their chests rising and falling in the dark. They have yet to stir. Their sister is always first. She looks around the room, seeing only silhouettes, the faint trace of a chin or brow lit from the street below. Mice scurry across the floor. Roaches crawl to the ceiling. A little sink drips and drips, sprouting mold from a rusted pipe. A few feet away is the yellow mop bucket they use as a toilet and the mattress where the mother and father sleep clutched. Radiating out from them in all directions are the 8 children they share. 2 boys and 5 girls whose beds zigzag around the baby, her crib warmed by a hairdryer perched on a milk crate. They have learned to sleep through anything. They snore with the pull of asthma near a gash in the wall spewing sawdust. They cough or sometimes mutter in the throes of a dream. Only their sister Dasani is awake. Dasani is tiny for an 11-year-old and quick to startle. She has a delicate oval face and luminous eyes that watch everything, owl-like. Her expression veers from mischief to wonder. People often remark on her beauty, the high cheekbones and chestnut skin, but their comments never seem to register. What she knows is that she has been blessed with perfect teeth. When braces are the stuff of fantasy, straight teeth are a lottery win. Slipping out from her covers, Dasani goes to the window. On mornings like this, she can see all the way past Brooklyn, over the rooftops and the projects in the shimmering East River. Her eyes can travel into Manhattan, to the top of the Empire State Building, the first New York skyscraper to reach 100 floors. This is the type of fact that she recites in a sing-song, "Look What I Know" way. She fixes her gaze on that distant temple, its tip pointed celestially, its facade lit with promise. "It makes me feel like there's something going on out there," she says. "I have a lot of possibility. I do, though. I have a lot of things to say." One of the first things Dasani will say is that she was running before she walked. She loves being first. The first to be born, the first to go to school, the first to win a fight, the first to make the honor roll. She is a child of New York City. Even Dasani's name speaks of a certain reach. The bottled water had come to Brooklyn's bodegas just before she was born, catching the fancy of her mother, who could not afford such indulgences. Who paid for water in a bottle? Just the sound of it, Dasani, conjured another life. It signaled the presence of a new people at the turn of a new century whose discovery of Brooklyn had just begun. By the time Dasani came into the world on May 26, 2001, the old Brooklyn was vanishing. Entire neighborhoods would be remade, their families displaced, their businesses shuttered, their histories erased by a gentrification so vast and meteoric that no brand of bottled water could have signaled it. And as prosperity rose for one group of people, poverty deepened for another, leaving Dasani to grow up, true to her name, in a novel kind of place. Her skyline is filled with luxury towers, the beacons of a new gilded age. The city's wealth has flowed to its outer edges, bringing pour-over coffee and artisanal donuts to places once considered gritty. Among them is Dasani's birthplace, Fort Greene, Brooklyn, where renovated townhouses come with landscaped gardens and heated marble floors. Just steps away are 2 housing projects and, tucked among them, a city-run homeless shelter where the heat is off and the food is spoiled.